chapter 15. We talked a bit. Well, I talked a bit. It took a minute to get the coffee too. So we are on very little time here. John chapter 15, and we have about 15 minutes. So we're going to just look at maybe 7 or 8 verses this afternoon. John chapter 15, verse number 1 says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit." Everybody there? John chapter 15, verse number 3. "Now ye are clean." What's that? Still trying to find it? All right, verse number 3 here says, "Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples indeed." I stopped here. I believe that we don't really change thought or conversation in this, but we're going to make this parable a two-part. Well, not parable, but I guess this type or shadow here. We're going to make it at least a two-part lesson. But here we see this concept of the branch and the vine. Has anybody ever done any husbandry? You know what husbandry is? Vine keeping. No, I don't mean illegal stuff. All right. So you got you're growing grapes. I've got a little grapevine outside my kitchen window, and the grapes turned out pretty good until the mice started eating them. But and then they're not seedless grapes. So of course you know you eat them. They taste great, but then you bite into a seed and you're like, eh. But anyways. The funny thing about those grapes is, if I were to go grab, you know, they grow like a weed all over, and I just have this little arbor that's up against the window that they're growing up on, and they grow up, and then like all these leaves grow up off the back like that, and then all the grapes are growing underneath, you know, kind of sheltered underneath the leaves and everything. Well, you know, it's interesting. In the springtime, a lot of times, or even in the fall, a lot of times we'll go in and we'll purge, or we'll trim up the vines, okay? And these vines are the flimsier stuff, right? You can get a hold of it, you can move it around a little bit, they're pliable. When the vines are attached to branches, and the branches there are, they're the solid, what we would generally just call those vines also, but that's the branch, though. It's the solid one that's actually got bark on it. The other ones, it's all green stuff, and of course there's green under the bark and all that, but the branch there, see, if I go in and I clip the vines off of the branch, and I did that just a few weeks ago, it's just growing all over the place, and I thought, well, it has produced all that we want it to produce at this point. We end up with a big bowl of grapes there, and so well, it's produced all that we wanted to produce. I just kind of planted it there, so you know, hey, once a year we get grapes without having to pay for them. That's cool, because obviously the big bowl of grapes goes bad before you can eat it all. It's because, you know, now our kids will eat seedless grapes like nobody's business. We get those things at Sam's Club. We get this little 5-pound thing of it, and it won't last 3 days. But you get the natural stuff that's got the seeds in it. You can't get rid of it 3 weeks. But anyways,
The thing about this, the vines, they won't grow, obviously, without being in the branch. They can't grow without being in the root, without having a root in them. Not that the vines make a root of them themselves. I don't do a whole lot of arborist type stuff or horticulture or anything like that, but I do a little bit of stuff. We've got some trees, some plants that we mess with. I've done some gardening in the past. Hard to keep up on it with my schedule and stuff these days, but we have a pear tree in the backyard, and I've got in my rental property. That was our first house we lived in. We bought it, and I thought, you know what? It's a vinyl village neighborhood, and everybody's right on top of each other. I'm going to plant some trees around the perimeter of my backyard. I bought 25 hybrid willow trees. Not the big weeping willow, but just hybrid willows. They're meant to be kind of like bushes, but they'll grow into trees if you let them. So we got these things, and they grow no matter what. I mean, you mow over top of them. One year, I was mowing around one, and I had caught a branch of it and pulled it under, and it just mowed it like flat to the ground, gone. But man, that tree is 15 feet tall now. It grew back right out of the... I was like, how in the world? Come to find out, these trees are... all they need is to be stuck in the ground. No joke. The last time our renters moved out, I went in there and I trimmed off the extra branches, because you got to trim the things back or they grow all over the place. They're growing into the fences and stuff. And so I went through and I trimmed all the extra branches off and stuff. I took one home and I'm going to put one in my new front yard, you know. And I stuck it in my front yard, and that thing's, I don't know. Well, I know that I can stand on the balcony out there, and it's at my eye level now. So the balcony's about 10 feet off the ground, and then another six, so it's at least 16 feet tall. And I just trimmed it back. And all I did was I just took one of the branches off of it and stuck it in the ground. It's one of those trees that doesn't require, like, seeds and all that stuff. You just stick it in the ground. And I said, when I trimmed it back, actually, I trimmed off enough branches we could pile it in this front row here, and it would be about this high. Enough branches just this season, and this is the first season it really grew much. And I took one over to my wife's stepdad, said, hey, you want one of these trees? He's like, trees? It looks like a branch. I said, stick it in the ground, it'll grow. And he stuck it in the ground, and it'll be, that was yesterday, or 2 days ago, it'll grow. It's funny, though, it just dies, and then, I mean, the top dies, but it's like the branch takes root, and then it grows. Well, with a vining tree, a lot of times, or a vining plant, a lot of times vines, I mean, you can chop the vines back, but if you don't get to that root, I mean, it's coming back. If you don't get to that branch, where the vine's coming from, it's just going to grow like crazy, and it's just going to it's going to do what it does. You know, if you've got a grapevine, it's going to grow. It might produce good grapes, probably not the first year. Sometimes it's like an every other year kind of thing, like some trees do that. But it's going to have, there's going to be some fruit. There's going to be some fruit. Even if you have ivy, what happens with ivy? It's going to just keep on going. It's going to keep growing and keep growing. That's right. My neighbor's house, in between me and my wife's stepdad's house, it's the front of it's starting to turn green because of all of the vines growing on it. It's funny looking too. It's like growing up onto the porch, and the whole sidewalk's covered, and it's going up the front of the house. It's vacant. I mean, we take care of it, but it's the guy's basically like, I don't care, you know. So we're like, well, we'll just take care of it for you. So we just let the horse eat his backyard grass and all that. So, anyways. Jesus says here, he says, I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth fruit. He says, now,
you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. And I've got this all mixed up. I'm talking about the vine and the branches backwards from the scripture here. But the idea is, in this passage, as he's talking about the vine, he being the vine and we being the branches, it's the other way from what I was just saying on the vine. He's talking about he's the source, okay? See, in our minds, we think of the vine as the soft part, and in this case, he's saying that it's the source. But he says basically the concept that I was trying to get to is that without having that source, it doesn't grow. But when it does have that source, that the what I was calling the branch, what he calls the vine, when it does have that source, it will grow, and it will just keep on growing and keep on growing. But he says here, there's the application that he's going to bring, and I've only got a couple minutes, is that the purpose of these branches, the purpose of the offshoots from the vine, the purpose is for them to bring forth fruit. Not to just be there. If we are in the vine, as he says, and he gives the possibility here, you're either in the vine or you're not. And he says, you know, when he talks about, you know, the ones that don't bring forth fruit, well, what happens? What do I do with the ones with all this extra stuff that was just all over the place? Trimmed it back. I went out there with the chicken scissors and trimmed it back. I should have used other kind of scissors, but that's what worked. So I trimmed it back, right? Now, the ones that were growing fruit, I took the fruit off. And I trimmed it back too. My wife has some vining roses. And you have to trim it back a certain point. Certain time of the year, you got to trim it back to a certain point so that it will grow more. If you don't trim it back enough, well, it kind of dies out. Dies on the vine, so to speak, because it won't grow because it doesn't have that trim back. Same thing with some hedges. If you don't trim it back, it's not going to grow. So we have the branches that are trimmed off, or rather, he says here that every branch that beareth not fruit is taken away. He takes away. These are the branches that are trying to look like they're a part of the vine, but they're not. They're not bearing fruit. All they're doing is trying to be lookalikes. There are many people today that say, "I'm a Christian," but all they're doing is trying to be a lookalike. They're not tapped into the source. And so instead, what they're doing is they're saying, "Hey, I'm a part of this tree here. I'm a part of this vine. I'm a part of this this thing. I've got a plum tree in the front yard." Isn't growing any plums on it right now because it's got, I think it's clematis or something, it's a vining plant that's growing up the thing, pretending like it's a part of that tree, but it's not a part of that tree. In fact, it grew up that and then over onto that hybrid willow tree, and it was coming back down the hybrid willow tree. I'm like, man, gotta do something about this. So I just trimmed off the branch of the hybrid willow tree. I'm gonna have to trim that vine back. But anyways, it's not a part of that tree. It just looks like it is. You know, you look at it, it doesn't even really look like it is. But it's a intruder on the matter. But he says here that the branches that bear not fruit, he says they're going to be cut off, or they're going to be taken away. And then he says the ones that do bear fruit are going to be purged. They're going to be trimmed back so that they can grow. And so the analogy that he's giving here that we're to look at and that we're to understand is that he is the source. Remember, he says here that without me you can do nothing. If we're to try to get to heaven all on our own, not going to happen. Without him we can do nothing. If we get saved and we're going to try to live a victorious Christian life all on our own,
it's not going to happen. We must abide in the vine in order to have growth, in order to have salvation, and in order to have growth.
Just as we're saved by faith, just as we're saved by His works and not our own, we must also grow and produce fruit through Him,
not try to do so on our own. Can't do it on our own. It's not possible.
But if we're truly in the vine, if we're in Christ and He in us,
well, that's where we get our, right, the rain comes down. We can talk about all this stuff. The rain comes down, it hits the leaves, right? And you have photosynthesis that takes place, and the leaves take in that water and convert it to sugar. And the sugar there is the energy for the plant to produce the seeds, or to produce the fruit, which has the seeds in it so that it can reproduce. But you have to have those factors. You have to have pollinization. You have to have, but without the connection to the root, where that main vine is, without connection to that, well, all of the side pieces, the branches here, as he puts it, all of these will die off. Without connection, without a strong connection there. And I'm not saying that you can disconnect yourself from God as a Christian. I'm not saying that at all. But sometimes we try to grow on our own. It's kind of like we take a rubber band and put it on the vine and say, I don't need the nourishment that comes from the main vine. I can do this on my own. What happens if you do that? If you take maybe not a rubber band, but you take something and, you know, anybody ever do that with a tree? Put a string around a tree and tighten it up? That's interesting about a tree. You think, man, the trees are strong, and they just bust that thing off there. No, they just grow around it, and it puts a weak point right there, and eventually that's where it breaks, right there. I've seen trees grow around fences. I've seen trees grow around bicycles. I've seen trees grow around all kinds of crazy stuff. My dad put a, what kind of tree was that? It's got the big leaves, a beech tree. Gave my grandma a beech tree for Mother's Day. It was like this, it was in a pot. Planted it in the front yard. Now it's this big around and huge. He was sitting there in the front yard one day and flipped a pop can tab, and it landed on the branch. He's like, leave it there. Next thing you know, years later, you look up and there's this branch. It's like real big, and then another big piece. And what happened there? Oh, that's a pop can tap. Really? Eventually the branch fell. I don't remember or know when, but it couldn't hold up. The tree grows big, grows fast too, and ended up falling. Anyways, trying to say, hey, thank you, Lord, for saving me. I got it from here. It's like trying to wrap something around that branch and disconnect yourself. It won't work. It won't work. You're not gonna flourish as well. Now, he's not gonna let you get disconnected. We find in other passages that nobody's taking you out of His hand, not even you. But you're not gonna flourish like you should. You're not gonna flourish like you should. And he says that herein is the Father, is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. Much fruit. He desires that you bear much fruit. The fruit of the Spirit, we could spend a whole sub-series on that, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, long-suffering, right? I'm saying them all out of order. Temperance, right? All of those things, that's the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit comes from the Spirit, not from me. I can't do it. I must be in the vine. And so must you. You must be in the vine in order to be born again. If you're going to go to heaven, it's not because you're a good person. You're going to go to heaven because God is a good God. Because He died for your sin. You repented and turned to Him and trusted Him as your Savior. Not because of us. It's because not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us. By the washing, regeneration, and renewing of the Holy Ghost. It is by His work. It's by what He did. We know that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We know that the Word of God, it gives us all the faith that we need to trust in Him. When we hear the Word of God preached that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose again the third day for our sins, all according to the Scriptures, if we simply turn to Him and trust in what He's done for us, then we are in the vine and He is in us. Let's pray. Father, we thank You, Lord, for this day. We thank You so much for Your Word. Thank You, Lord, for the opportunity to open it up here today. Lord, I pray, Father, that if I said anything amiss, Lord, that You would make up the difference there. Lord, I pray, Father, that we would understand that You are the source of salvation. You're the source of spiritual growth. May we not try to do it on our own. But Lord, may we turn to You and trust in You, Lord, Father, for our salvation, but not just for that, but for our daily walk, that we might bring forth much fruit and that You might be glorified in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.